Good morning. I'm so excited to be here with you. This is the week after Thanksgiving here in the United States, and it has just been just a time of miracles. And so I'm really excited about that and to be able to share that with you. And so I hope that you've had a great Thanksgiving and that you've been extremely blessed, because I know that for us, we've had miracle after miracle take place this last week. And John actually received a healing over the weekend, and my daughter's back home, and there's just so many things to be thankful for. And so I just wanted to share with you today. I just really feel that there's a strong anointing for healing and for miracles today. And so I didn't prepare a really long lesson and tons of scripture like I do sometimes, but I just wanted to share from my heart with you this week. You know, I think for many of us, we get into a season which seems like a dark, long, wintry season, or a dark night. And we know that the Lord promises us that when we have a dark season or we have a dark night, that joy does come in the morning, and that He never leaves us and He never forsakes us. So if you feel that you're in one of those dark seasons in your life or maybe in your business, I want to give you encouragement, because I want you to hang on to the Lord. I want you to hang on to His promises, because our circumstances are changeable. A lot of times our circumstances are set up by the enemy to be distractions from our destiny. That's what he truly cares about. He wants to destroy your destiny, because if he can do that, he can prevent the kingdom of God from growing and expanding and you experiencing all the goodness that God has for you. And so I want you to focus on what God truly has for you, not living in a place of fear or frustration or defeat, or I'm afraid this might not happen, or I'm afraid this negative thing's going to happen. I want you to stand in abundance. I want you to walk out in the goodness of God and know that He's always there. I mean, even Peter, when he was just so excited, he was in the middle of a huge storm on the sea, and they knew they were going to drown, and they were freaking out, and they saw this ghost, or what they thought was a ghost, walking towards them. And then Peter was like so freaked out. He thought it could be the Lord. He was so like full of all of this confusion and energy and all this going on. He jumped out of the boat because he says, I think that's Jesus. I'm going to walk out to him. And he started walking on the water before he really realized. I mean, the Lord, he had to hold him up and sustain him, I'm sure, because he was thinking, what in the world is Peter doing now? He's, you know, runs off at the mouth all the time. Now look at what he's doing. He's jumping out into the water, and he's just walking. I've got to make sure that he's supported. So if he's going to support Peter walking on the water, he'll support you. But the key to that was that Peter kept his eyes on the Lord. He kept his eyes on the promises of God. He had complete faith and knew that Jesus loved him so much, he wouldn't let him drown. And the same thing is true for you. He loves you so much, he's not going to let you drown. As I was sitting in church yesterday, I thought about all the tears that I had joined. That had flown out of my eyes. And I was thinking about really what, because at that point tears were coming out of my eyes, but for good reasons. I was actually able to stand next to my daughter and hear her praising the Lord and singing from her whole heart. And that just blessed me so deeply, because she was singing with everything that I've got, with all my heart, and we'll sing How I Love You. And she was singing it to the Lord. And my heart was overwhelmed with excitement and joy and a mother's love to be able to hear that. But there were many, many, many hours, months and months and months, and maybe it's been months for you, maybe it's been years for you, that I cried tears, one tear after the other. And the Lord said, this is what your tears stand for. I hold each and every one. I capture each and every tear for you. And I wrote down the word tears, and the Lord gave me an acronym for that that said, the end is already redeemed, sister. And I thought, oh, that is so true. And it could be sweetheart, it could be whatever you want for your S, but know that the end is already redeemed. He already did the work. That's why he captures the tears and he promises to bring good for them. You know, God wants to give you your breakthrough through your circumstances. He loves you, but he wants you to make a decision that you will live in no fear. Do you know that in the Word, in the King James Version, it tells us not to live in fear 365 times? 365 times. And I'm sure you're probably catching on that that's how many days we have. And it's not by coincidence that the Lord just said that. He wants you not to live in any fear. Not afraid that this might not work out, or that, you know, I might not get my booking, or the person might not sign, or I might not make my numbers, or our team might not perform. He wants you to live in abundance. He wants you to focus and listen and trust and live obediently to Him, making the choice that today is your breakthrough. I want you to get so hungry for the goodness of God that you are hungry for His Word. You know, one of the main things that we can do is realize that Jesus loves us. For some of us, that's a harder thing to do because we've never really truly experienced love in a pure and beautiful way like the Lord gives us. But He tells us that He so loved the world that He gave His only Son that we would not perish but have everlasting life and live with Him. And so He loves us so much, we've got to just receive that love. And for some of us, especially as women, it's hard to receive. You know, think about the last time you were given a compliment. And, oh, that's a really cute skirt. And you're thinking, yeah, but the hem is tore, and on the inside I actually have to have it taped. I'm sure we've all been there. At least I have. And then, or maybe we're thinking, well, you know, it might look cute, but I had to buy it off the clearance rack at Walmart, or I got it at the thrift store, or I bought it off eBay. And then we go into these long dissertations instead of just saying, thank you. Or some of us feel like, well, we can receive and we can say thank you, but then we've got to one-up them and say, oh, and I love your whatever too. The Lord wants us to receive His goodness. He wants to receive His love. And we need to just receive it. We need to feel it. And I want you to know that today is your day of breakthrough. You don't have to walk in this bondage. You don't have to walk in this pain. You don't have to walk in this affliction. You don't have to walk in this hardship. Now, I'm not going to say that everything's going to be easy. I want to put in a little side note here because it tells us that we will become overcomers. And if we're not overcoming something, that's usually an attack. That's usually, you know, something that doesn't go quite right. Otherwise, the Lord wouldn't have used the word overcome. However, it doesn't mean that we have to constantly be having one battle after another, that we can focus on the goodness. And the thing is when we focus on the goodness and the enemy knows that we're going to be focusing on God's goodness and we're going to keep moving forward, I'm not going to tell you the attacks will completely stop, but he's going to see that he doesn't have that power over you anymore. And you'll feel like you're in greater victory because you're able to do that. But I want you today to know today that today is your day of breakthrough. And I want you to know that it might not feel like it. You might not think that you know it, and you might feel like you have to reason. Guard yourself on that. You don't have to figure it all out. You just have to receive it. Jesus did all the work over 2,000 years ago. We just have to receive it and walk it out. I want you to know that today is a day of recreation, and it's a day of restoration, and this is your time. You know, I don't know if there's someone out there that's, you know, addicted to drugs, whether it's street drugs or it's pharmaceutical drugs, but I want you to know that that drug has no more control over you. You can walk in freedom. You can walk in health. You can walk in restoration, but I want you to make a choice to get your eyes on your miracle and on Jesus and get it off of the circumstances. God wants you to have a full recovery. God wants you to be in complete health. He wants you to have a testimony because it tells us in Revelation that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony and loving our lives not unto death. And so I don't know about you, but I want to love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and with everything that's inside of me. So how do we do this? Because, you know, it's easy now that we think, okay, yeah, I understand Jesus loves me and I really want to be able to walk in that love. But I want you to think about your relationships. I want you to think about when you're in a relationship with someone. Let's just say you've got a husband or a boyfriend, right? Or maybe if you're a man, maybe you've got a girlfriend or a wife. And you say, you know what, I know they love me. And you truly believe it. You get to that point where you truly believe that they love you. But you never spend time with them. You don't ever talk to them. You don't ever really get to know what they're thinking and what their heartbeat is. what kind of a relationship can you have? Probably not a very strong one, right? Well, the reason that we need to spend more time with the Lord is because we are in relationship with Him. That is how our love grows, is when we get to know Him more. Now, I'm not going to ask you to answer out loud on the call because I really don't want to know. And I don't want to embarrass you, but I want to ask you, how much time have you really spent with the Lord in the last week, in the last month, in the last year? Do you make it a daily habit to get into His Word? Because that's the way that we truly will know Him. Now, I believe, and I'm going to give you a little roadmap to success, to your breakthrough, and to spending more time and having a deeper relationship with the Lord. And a lot of people will also ask me, they'll say, well, you know, how can you be so happy when, you know, things are so cruddy going around in your life? And it's because I spend that time with the Lord. I wouldn't trade that for anything in the whole world. I'm in His glory. And if you've never been in His glory, I want to tell you how to get there. So we'll close with that in just a minute. But you need to spend time with the Lord. You've got to know what He says. And the only way to truly know that is to pick up His Word. It's living, it's breathing, it's alive. If you haven't read your Bible in a while, I want you to start reading in John. Don't think I'm going to start at the beginning in Genesis and I'm going to read through. But I want you to start in John, because John's book, when he explained himself and described himself, he says, I'm the one that Jesus loves. And so I want you to know how Jesus loves you. Start reading in John, and read in Psalm, because that also is, you know, David was a man after God's own heart. He truly understood God's heart, and he spent so much time in praise and worship. But he cried out before the Lord. He was very transparent, and he wasn't perfect. I mean, he did some major, major sins, like murder and adultery and some major things, but the Lord restored him. So if you feel like, you know, that would help you. And then also I'm going to encourage you after that too, or maybe even at the same time, read Proverbs. I like to read one proverb, one chapter in Proverbs every single day, because there's 31, so you can go through one a month. Okay, you can go through the whole book in a month. And so to me, and I need wisdom. So if I know Jesus loves me, I know the heart of God and how He restores and how I can enter into praise and worship, and I have wisdom, those are three of the most important keys that you could ever have in getting to really learn to know the Lord. I want you to keep your eyes on Jesus and not your circumstances. Don't wonder about things. Don't wander away always thinking about, you know, what happened or how can I figure this out. Don't figure it out. Just love Him. Trust Him. Walk in faith. We're supposed to trust and obey. We're supposed to have unwavering faith so that the power of God can move in and through our lives. I'm sure at times, and this was something that I heard from the enemy over and over again, and I found it so frustrating, whispering in my ear, you know what, well, you've got faith for everybody else. You can pray for everybody else and they get their healing. They get their breakthrough. They get the forward advancement and the promotion at work, but that's not going to happen for you. If you hear that from the voice in your head, I want you to know that's a lie from the pit of hell, and that's the enemy. That is not true. That's not what the Word of God says. He loves you. You do have enough faith, and that He wants to make you healed. He wants to make you well. He wants to relieve you from that depression. He wants you to know that you will live and you will not die. He wants to give you all of the good things. So maybe today for you, what you have to do is you have to stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to stop playing the pity poor me game. I'm going to stand up and fight the enemy. I don't know about you, but I hate the devil. And we go toe-to-toe, eye-to-eye, almost every single day. And it's worth it to me because I know I've read the end of the book. We have the victory, and he's a defeated foe already. I hate suffering and sickness. I hate people in bondage. I hate people not knowing who they are in Christ. And that's why I do this call. That's why I'm here to minister to all of you. And I want you to know that you can have that same victory. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. Don't be playing with him. But you don't have to be afraid of him because we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. I want you to get into the Word. I want you to pray. And pray out the plan that God has for you. Be planted where He planted you. Grow where He has planted you. And remember that you are more than a conqueror. It tells us in the Word, in Psalm 100, verse 4, it says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So how do we get into the presence of God? It starts with being thankful. This is going to be your secret formula for today, okay? So enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Look for all the things that you can praise him for and give thanks for. You enter into his courts. You get a little closer to him when you start praising him. And you need to praise him until the worship comes. And what is worship? Worship is really just loving him and looking at him. You can go there with worship music or praise music first and then go with worship music. And just so that you know, when you're truly worshiping, it's not a song about you. It's a song about him and how great he is and how amazing. And for me, I love to have music on, but I don't have to have music on in order to praise and to worship. But to me, it gets me there faster. So I'm going to encourage you to, you know, get some good worship music and listen to that. And there's nothing wrong with some of the old hymns. I mean, it's beautiful. I started off praising the Lord yesterday with "It Is Well With My Soul." I wanted to just praise him and thank him that because of him, it is well with my soul, regardless of what the other circumstances are around me. And then I moved into worship and just really basked in his presence and looked at his eyes and just told him how awesome and amazing that he was. And you stay in worship until the glory comes. And that's when you truly can touch him. That's when you can truly crawl up into his lap or lay at his feet and just stay in that glory. You can just soak it all in. You can feel the presence of the amazing Lord that we serve. And you can feel almost a tangible presence of his anointing. You might even feel tangible presence. I've actually had oil, be anointed completely in oil and experienced that even with my husband at times where we just all of a sudden there's oil covering our entire bodies. God is miraculous. He wants to do the miraculous in you. And you stay until the glory comes and then you just stand in it. And feel his presence, and he will recharge you and supercharge you. And you will know that you're ready to go on and take anything that the Lord has for you. I hope that this was a blessing to you guys today, and I hope that you know that your miracle is there. It's not old-fashioned, but it comes through true love, accepting his love, being in relationship with him through his word, being in thanksgiving, praising, worshiping, entering into his glory, and then just sharing that love with others with your testimony. I want to go to the Lord in prayer today. Father God, we just praise you and we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into your courts with thanksgiving and into your presence that way and go deeper, Lord, with praise. We want to worship you and let you know that we just love you. We love you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, that you care enough for us, that you've called each one of us, that it's not by accident that the people are listening to this call or are listening to the recording, Lord, that it is because you love them so much. You want to do good and great things to them. Lord, I pray that you will help them to stand up and fight, that they will step out and step up, Lord, and that they will do what you have them to do, that they will walk out their destiny, that they will no longer give in to the distractions of the enemy. And Lord, I pray healing and restoration now, Lord, as your anointing falls, Lord. I feel your presence so strongly. I pray healing and claim healing over Bill's body, who is Carol's cousin, Lord. We command healing to take place, Lord. We rebuke the enemy and the lies of cancer being spoke over his body. We command each and every cell now in the name of Jesus to start working and performing properly. We call forth life and not death into his body. Lord, we thank you so much for the reconnection that we had with Denise this morning, Lord. I just pray a blessing over her life and her business, Lord, and that her recruits that are on the fence will see that she is blessed to be a blessing and that she's there to help support them and that this could be a huge blessing in their life and that they would move from the fence of indecision, Lord, and distraction and division, Lord, and they would come into unity and they would come now and say yes. Lord, I pray that you will help her to have unwavering faith of belief, of the goodness and the power that you have for her and the call that you have on her life, Lord. She's such a great heart for people and your people, Lord, and to serve you, Lord. Help her never to doubt herself or to move in distraction of doubt. Lord, I pray that you will just take off any depression or frustration off of her life now. In the name of Jesus, you must go. And Lord, I just pray now for her husband, John, that you will just help him to pass his kidney so that you will dissipate it now in the name of Jesus, that you would send your supernatural miracle of healing to his body, Lord. I pray now that you would send your ministering angels to break up that stone, that it would even pass without him even knowing, Lord, because we know the pain, and we know that you took all of the pain, that we do not have to walk in pain. We do not have to walk in dis-ease or discomfort, Lord. I pray that you will reconstruct his body and that you will give him the wisdom to put into his body the things that are healthful and that are health-giving, Lord, and that you would provide all of their needs in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I just pray for Amy as she's overcoming today, Lord, that she's healed, that she receives her healing, that she walks it out, that she believes it beyond a shadow of a doubt, that she is healed in Jesus' name, that she doesn't have to suffer circumstances, she doesn't have to suffer any of the side effects of this disease or this attack or this discomfort. Lord, I pray that you will restore her voice, that your voice will speak through her, that you will relieve any mucus that she's got in Jesus' name, that it will be gone now. And Lord, I just pray that you will help her to stay focused, as well as Cheryl, on her business, on the business of recruiting, on the business of getting back into the swing of things, Lord, that they will have shows booked, that they will have recruits that are signing up, Lord. And Lord, Amy's got the opportunity to win a shopping spree, which would really help support her in celebrating Christmas, Lord. So I pray that you will give her that in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift everything else up to you that is on the hearts that may not have been spoken today. And Lord, I just thank you for your healing. I thank you for your recreation. Lord, I pray, I just feel in my heart that there's a kidney or there's an internal organ that needs to be recreated or restored in someone's body, Lord. In Jesus' name, we call forth healing and restoration. We ask that you will recreate this and that you will perform that miracle now in Jesus' name. And Lord, you know the miracles that each one holds in their heart that they need. And Lord, just like you didn't let Peter sink and drown when he just was full of excitement and some of it could have been fear or confusion or whatever it was, as he was in the middle of the storm, he walked on the water. And we know that because he kept his eyes on you, that you were the one that sustained him and kept him above water. So Lord, I pray that in Jesus' name you do the same for each person listening. Lord, I call forth the miracles. Lord, you tell us that you will provide for us above all measure, Lord, and that you will open up the windows of heaven. Lord, help us to be faithful with our tithes and our offerings so that we don't hinder your goodness. And Lord, I also pray for Beth and her family, Lord. We know that her daughter has high blood phosphorus levels. We command now in the name of Jesus that her body come into alignment with the way that it was created. Every cell functions properly, that there isn't an excess and there isn't lack in her body. Lord, we also pray that her other daughter is having some gastrointestinal issues, Lord, and we just pray in Jesus' name that you would help her intestines to function properly. We rebuke the enemy, the lie, Lord, that would be causing this colitis or these colon problems in Jesus' name. And Lord, we do ask that her body would be able to assimilate wheat properly and gluten properly. And Lord, we just pray for her son that you will correct the issues in his life and in his body, Lord, so he does not have to have surgery. We rebuke the enemy as far as the cutting and the severing and the taking away. And Lord, I do pray for her husband and the kidney issues. Lord, I thank you so much that you are healing his kidney, that you are restoring it, Lord. I believe in my heart of hearts that was who the miracle was for. Help him to receive it. Help him to believe it. Help him to walk it out, whether he feels like it or not, but to praise you and thank you. Lord, I thank you so much for all you've done. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We thank you that you will be reminding us and calling us and wooing us this week in our relationship, Lord. And we commit afresh and anew to have a stronger, more focused relationship with you. Lord, forgive us if we've neglected our relationship, if we've neglected reading your word, getting to know your heart, crawling up into your lap, giving you the praise that you deserve, the thanksgiving, really worshiping you as our King of Kings. But you're also the lover of our soul. And Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for capturing every tear, for loving us so much that you don't even want one of our tears to drop. And that you've brought restoration, that you've brought healing, and that today is our day of breakthrough. We love you and we praise you for it. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great week. I'm going to turn off the recording and see if there's any other private prayer requests. God bless you, everybody. We'll talk next week.